Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down and formed one new man, which will be the full dwelling place of God by His Spirit. Now, my guest is Dr. Peter Gammons, and I am intrigued with the miracle ministry he operates under. I am intrigued that people that sit under his anointing start moving in the miraculous. I am intrigued that he moved from teacher to evangelist to prophet, and his gift of prophecy. Peter, you prophesy to world leaders. Tell me about one, someone perhaps in the Philippines.
Yeah, in the Philippines, I saw this university lecturer, and the spirit of prophecy came on me. I prophesied for 6 hours. I told her, God's calling you to be the president of the Philippines, and you can change the nation. And I told her how the Lord was going to make her president. And at the time, she was a university lecturer. She went from being a university lecturer to being a senator. And from senator, she went to a vice president. From vice president, she became president, served two terms as president. And I can't, with all honesty, say she took notice of everything I said. And at one point, I did get in trouble because I was invited to see her Christmas Day. And I bought another word from the Lord that was much stronger. About not doing some of the things that he said she should do. And so, you know, I don't just bring, you know, so often today people are looking for personal prophecy. And because people hear that I move in the prophetic, they, oh, well, has God got a word for me? And I call it, I say, yes, it's called the Bible. I'm looking for a personal word. The word of God tells me, if I never got a personal prophecy again, it wouldn't bother me. But I do believe that God raises up prophets primarily to prophets and kings, are the two roles that he raised up, and he brings the prophet to speak into the lives of the kings. And God has used me in that prophetic way. There are many, many examples. David Cameron, the current Prime Minister of Britain, I wrote to him several years before he was president and said, I want to be the first person to congratulate you that you are going to be the next Prime Minister of Britain. I want to be the first to congratulate you, long before there was any elections. And then afterwards, I corresponded with him again to remind him that I told him he would be Prime Minister long before he was even in the ranks of the possible to be chosen.
I love to hear, Peter, the prophecies you've been given for world leaders that have literally been so correct and before the events occurred. I love prophecy that is from God. In the Old Covenant, it states that God requires 100% accuracy. I love prophets that prophesy with accuracy. Tell me what happened in Trinidad.
Yeah, I went for a crusade in Trinidad, and the former prime minister invited me to meet him. I was at my hotel the night beforehand, and the Lord kept me awake all night, giving me revelation and words to share with him. And so the next morning when I saw him, my opening conversation, I shook hands with him and said, thank you very much. And he looked at me shocked and said, thank you for what? I said, because of you, I didn't get any sleep last night. Now he's looking even more confused. He said, what do you mean you didn't get any sleep last night because of me? I said, the Lord had me awake all night talking to me about you, and he's told me 5 things that you need to do. Well, I don't know what he thought the Lord had told me, but he suddenly said, would everybody leave the room, please? And so everybody else other than him and I, everybody else left the room. And then I told him these 5 things. And tears came to his eyes as he said, when I lost the election, I made a pledge to God that I would do 5 things. He said, I never told anyone else what those 5 things were. And he said, you're a true prophet of God because you've just told me the 5 things that I promised God I would do if I was elected. And I said, well, God told me, if you'll do these 5 things, you'll be back in office. Can you believe this? Within weeks, the Congress threw out the new prime minister that had come into power there was a whole issue where he was put out for disobedience to the Congress, and Patrick Manning, the man I had for side two, was put back in office as prime minister and was back in power again.
You know, you prophesy to world leaders, but I believe your gift of teaching is literally prophesying. Tell me what God told you about your teaching gift that you've put in the 12 booklets called Power in Your Pocket.
Well, many years ago, I've three earned degrees, and I love studying. I had one of the most beautiful libraries in Christendom. At one time, I had wall-to-wall leather-bound volumes. I had all mahogany bookcase and all these. And one day, the Holy Spirit said to me, give your book away and listen to me. And so I literally gave away my whole library and just me, the Holy Spirit, and the Bible. And so what I'm sharing with you in these books are revelations that the Holy Spirit has shown me through the Word that you won't find in any other book. When some of the things the Lord showed me have been incredible. For example, the Lord showed me how the devil robs the believer, that the devil cannot rob you on God's territory. He's got to get you over on his territory before he can rob you. And I teach this in this series, how to close the door on the devil. God showed me how faith is the absence of doubt, and how through these books I'll share with you how to have faith to receive whatever miracle you need. Some of the things the Lord showed me, for example, like tithes and tithing, that it's an eternal principle. What I've never heard another preacher say this, but the Holy Spirit showed me, Adam fell because he took what God had not given him. And many people don't understand this. They're out the Word of God. When you take what God has not given you, the devil has a right to take what God has given you. And that's why many Christians are being robbed by the enemy, because they're taking what God hasn't given them. And I believe God wants his people financially blessed. Now, one of the books in that series is called God Wants You to Prosper. And the whole subject of prosperity has been controversial in the body of Christ. In fact, this book has spent the last 26 years locked up in a safe at the Evangelical Alliance in England. They asked me to address the subject at a conference, I think it was 26 years ago, and they were going to publish it, and instead it just got locked up in the archives. And this year, they released the article back to me. I hadn't got a copy of it. And this is one of the Power in Your Pocket books that I'll be sharing with you. When I began to show that there's 164 places in the Bible where it says God wants his people to prosper.
Well, you know, you say something that I've never heard someone say before, that when it talks about God wanting you to prosper, it's not an American doctrine, but it's a Hebrew doctrine and a much neglected truth.
That's right. You'll never meet a Jew who believes they should be poor because they know the Bible too well. God wants his people to prosper. As I was studying the Word yesterday, I began to see something afresh. That Jesus came to set up his kingdom on the earth. And his kingdom means the elimination of sickness and disease and poverty and pain and need. And the growing of the kingdom of God in your life is when God brings healing, when God brings divine provision, when God sets you free from the pains of the past. And these books will help take you from where you are now to where you want to be. And I want to tell you, if you don't get this teaching set, I believe you're going to miss something that God has planned for your life. And I say that because I believe they are a prophetic word from God to you. You say, Dr. Gammons, I want a prophetic word. I've shared it in these books.
Now, tell me about, because I found this fascinating in England, about the, you were in a convention in England, and tell me about the hundredfold return, briefly.
Yeah, we're talking about again, God taught me about the hundredfold return. It's a very funny story because I preached it, and the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, in America, you've got hundreds of channels. Up until recently in England, we just had four. BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, Independent Television, and Independent One and Two. And so the BBC called me and they said, we want to do an interview with you because a local vicar, a local minister said that you're a heretic. And so I did this interview and it was over the air of the hundredfold return. He said, and the interviewer said, is it true that you believe that God will give a literal 100 times what you plant as what you give to him? And I said, well, Jesus said, there's no one who's given for my sake in the kingdom who will not receive 100-fold now in this time and in the life to come, eternal life. Jesus said it, not 100%, but 100 to 1. And so God taught me this principle through his word. I said to this priest, because he said, I don't believe you can take literally. I said, listen, the difference between you and me is we both claim to believe the Bible, but I believe the verses, you don't. I said, if Jesus said it, that settles it for me. If you cannot take Jesus' word literally about the hundredfold, what can you take literally that he said? And so, but God put me to the test. I have a summer convention every year in England, and the bank gave me a £40,000 advance to pay for the publicity and the advertising and the hire of the venue. We used to hold it in a field, and so I had to rent the field and rent marquees and tents for the event. And the bank gave me this £40,000, which is about $80,000. They gave me this advance. And one day the bank manager retired, and a new bank manager took over. And suddenly he said, I can't believe it. We're loaning this man £40,000, $80,000, unsecured, and he's not even one of our customers. I didn't even have a bank account with him. And so he called me into his office. He said, you no longer have a loan from the bank. You have a debt. It was £40,000. And I didn't have that kind of money. Whenever it's come in, I've always spent it taking the gospel to the world. And I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, we've got this problem. I need £40,000. And God spoke to me. Do you know what he said? He said, you know what to do. But I didn't want to hear that. I said, Lord, I know what to do, but I don't want to do that. I want you to work a miracle. He said, you know what to do. And I knew I had to plant a seed, a hundredth of what I needed. And this is what I've taught people to do and what I believe works. I divided all my debts by 100 and planted a hundredth of what I needed as a seed for the hundredfold return.
We're running out of time. What happened, Peter?
Cut a long story short, I planted the £400 as a seed for the hundredfold return. This couple came to visit me. They'd never given me more than £20 in their whole life. And they came to see me. They leave, and I think, why did they bother to come and see me? They didn't seem to talk about anything. And then as they left, they said, look behind the curtain. And there behind the curtain was a check for £40,000, exactly what I needed.
Trust me, the revelation that Peter has in his booklets, they come from heaven. It'll change some of your paradigms. It's called Power in Your Pocket, 12 booklets on subjects that Peter has had revelation on for the last 35 years, available for a gift of $40. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.